Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Dallas, Texas.
This is really hard to go through.
This woman looking at the aftermath of a strong tornado that touched down last night.
Just everything that we've had, just everything just be destroyed. Like, it's just crazy.
Power is out to tens of thousands of homes. Damage is widespread. And officials in Dallas say it's likely that tornado may have cracked a 17-mile-long path of destruction through north and northeast Dallas. Defense Chief Mark Esper says U.S. troops withdrawing from Syria are being sent to Iraq, telling reporters that the current game plan is to, quote, reposition the forces in western Iraq to continue the campaign against ISIS. Santa Ana winds are returning to California's Ventura County this week, along with increased chances of wildfire because of them. As a precaution, there could be thousands of power shutoffs in Southern California later today. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Santa Ana winds returning to Southern California's Ventura County this week, bringing increased chances of wildfires again. In Southern California, the utilities contacted 4,200 customers to warn them that there could be shutdowns later today to make sure power lines and generating equipment don't start wildfires. One of President Trump's most loyal allies on Capitol Hill says he can't rule out the possibility of impeachment. In a Sunday night interview on Axios on HBO, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham was asked if he's open to impeachment if more evidence of any wrongdoing by President Trump comes out.
Sure. Show me something that is a crime. If you could show me that, you know, Trump actually was engaging in a quid pro quo outside the phone call, that would be very disturbing.
Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Anti-Defamation League says 2019 is shaping up to be the year of historically high anti-Semitic incidents. The Jewish Civil Rights Organization saying that there are 780 anti-Semitic acts at synagogues and other Jewish institutions already tallied during the first 6 months of this year. They included vandalism, arson, and distribution of white supremacist propaganda. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing that Congressman Elijah Cummings will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol this week before his funeral. USA Radio's Wendy King has more details.
She said the 12th-term congressman from Maryland will lie in state Thursday in the Statuary Hall, which will be open for public viewing. Beforehand, there will be a formal ceremony for invited guests only. Cummings died on Thursday morning at Johns Hopkins Hospital after long-standing health problems. On October 25th, a wake and funeral for Cummings is scheduled to take place at the New Psalmist Baptist Church in Lokern, Maryland, where he worshipped for nearly four decades. President Trump ordered all flags on federal government grounds to be lowered to half staff through Friday as a mark of respect. He was 68 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And your best chance to see the Orionid meteor shower this year is after midnight tonight. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's the way we roll, and it's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. This is your country, and we've got to save it. I mean, if ever there was a time for we the people to come together, it is now. No doubt we're at the crossroads. You saw the Democratic debate last night, and as much as you would like to see, well, where can we get together? Where are there, you know, where there is congeniality or any meeting of the heads that could possibly take place? I didn't see much. All I just saw was this gross antagonism toward our current president, and this will continue. I will say to you very clearly that if President Trump is reelected, and if the Democrats still control the House, guess what? If you think you're frustrated now, get ready. We're going to have four more years to look forward to, because they're going to continue on this road to impeachment until they finally get him out of there. Chris Farrell joins us now. He's the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch. And we're going to be talking about two more lawsuits filed on the Biden-Ukraine-China scandal, plus battles in court to question Hillary Clinton under oath. Chris, always good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. And I always appreciate this time that we can get together, because our audience is here. We really respond to the updates that you always share with us with the latest going on with Judicial Watch. Of course, we're still talking Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and what happened in the Ukraine. Even though Hunter Biden says, hey, look, I promise I will not have anything to do with the poor country if my dad gets elected. I mean, it's almost self-indicting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a kid with his hand caught in the cookie jar,
Yes. Right.
It's like a Bart Simpson, you didn't see anything, I didn't do anything, just deny it kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not such a big deal, well, then why change all future conduct related to the same issues, right?
Exactly.
It's an admission of wrongdoing, of guilt on his part.
Yeah, I mean, regardless, I mean, exactly how it looks, but it's amazing to me that the narrative continues from Joe Biden. It's a desperate, response to say, well, we've never been indicted, it's been investigated. When did that happen?
It didn't happen. That's just it. It's just a sort of conclusory summary, I'm going to excuse myself, not go away approach. And that's exactly why we filed two lawsuits based on requests that we've made for documentation and records concerning, and these are our requests made to Treasury and to the Justice Department and other agencies that have oversight on foreign investment for records and documents about exactly what was going on with the Bidens and the Ukraine and China.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's paperwork that has to be filed, and we want to see it, and we're not willing to accept the "oh, don't worry, everything's fine" excuse that's been not just tossed up by the Bidens, which you would expect,
mm-hmm.
but by the very compliant, complicit media that accepts, you know, half sentence, don't worry about it kind of excuses and says, oh, well, it's been evaluated. Well, by who, when, how, you know. So we're going to get the records and documents, we'll make them public, and we'll see what's on the books and what isn't.
Now, these documents, is this coming from the Committee on Foreign Investment?
Right, Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, which is sometimes called CFIUS.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also other Treasury Department documents and other Justice Department documents with respect to foreign registration. You know, the China deal, $1.5 billion of Chinese investment, you know, this kind of money isn't just thrown around based on a smile and a handshake. So we want to see the documentation.
Well, I mean, on the face, Chris, let's face it, you're on Air Force Two with the Vice President of the United States. You go in and you see these money brokers. I mean, there is, people in business will tell you clearly, there is an implicit agreement or assumption that takes place. And you got to believe if somebody's willing to give you $1.5 billion, it's more than implicit, isn't it?
Right. And, you know, look, this isn't just some misguided, you know, well-intentioned, wealthy investor or donor. Let's be very clear. The financial entity we're talking about is an arm of the Communist Chinese government. Nothing occurs in China without the government having its paws all over it.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly a Bank of China you know, is essentially a spinoff of their Treasury ministry. And their actions are those of the government of China, which, you know, has more than 1 million people locked up in concentration camps and is seeking to crush the people of Hong Kong. So, you know, these are bad actors. You know, everyone forgets that the world's leader in slaughtering other human beings isn't Hitler and isn't Stalin. No, it's Mao.
Exactly.
The Chinese have a 70-year record of brutality, and this is the financing arm of that. And Joe Biden has signed up to their necks in it.
Exactly. Well, and the timing of all this, and of course, what Donald Trump has been exposing here, how China has been able to take advantage of America. I mean, this looks so quid pro quo. It's not even funny. And
a 10-day gap between flying over on Air Force Two with Daddy, and then 10 days later, you pull down $1.5 billion. Go figure it out. Right, that's a real tough one.
Chris, you know, because of the, as you mentioned, the fake news reporting and Joe Biden's insistence that there's nothing here. And interestingly, you know, we're not hearing anything from, you know, Obama himself. We're not going to probably. What are the key issues? What are the things that Judicial Watch is asking of, you know, regarding these government agencies, you know, this documentation? What questions are preeminent for you regarding, you know, Ukraine and China and the Bidens?
Well, I mean, briefly, all of these transactions, all of these corporate entities, the board members, you know, in the case of Ukraine, it's a public company. So there's documentation, there's filings, there's reports, there's statements. And then, of course, there's also email chatter by the government officials around the subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to see the records. You know, people lie, records don't. So we want to see what the records and documents say.
Mm-hmm.
We want to see what the statements are. We want to see what the disclosures are. We want to see see the emails. Maybe there's some email that says, hey, this is the VP's son. We better make this happen. Or, you know, who knows what's out there, right?
Right.
I mean, that's a highly speculative comment by me.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen crazier stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's not as bad as Adam Schiff. Come on, let's be real.
Exactly.
You know, but nonetheless, I appreciate you pointing that out on yourself. Well, yeah, but we do have on video the vice president himself saying, hey, look at, you know, I told them they better get rid of that investigator, and they got about 6 hours, and doggone it, if that didn't happen, imagine that.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much straight away, I mean, you know, but hey, there's nothing here, except Judicial Watch is here on our behalf.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
Some
someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just what you like to hear from us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Chris Farrell, the Director of Research and Investigations for Judicial Watch, continues with us. He is an expert on all things Benghazi, and there's a reason I bring that up in just a moment. You'll understand. Served as a military intelligence officer specializing in counterintelligence and human intelligence, a specialist in national security matters, specializing in unconventional warfare and terrorism. Chris, I understand that you may be having a shot to question one Hillary Clinton, the former Secretary of State, under oath.
That is correct. You know, we've had litigation now going on for 5 years to get at issues pertaining to Hillary Clinton's email and her email server. Two cases in federal court where we were granted discovery, which is extraordinarily rare, mm-hmm. on one occasion, let alone on two. But Mrs. Clinton's conduct and that of her staff was so outrageous that two different judges have granted us discovery. We've taken depositions of people like Cheryl Mills and Huma Abedin. We got Mrs. Clinton under oath in written form, something called interrogatory. But, you know, the game keeps going on and on. The State Department and the Justice Department attorneys, there's this open question of whether they've been operating in bad faith, meaning they've been lying to the court. And Mrs. Clinton really has yet to come clean on the full story. She keeps making jokes about it. And I guess she was in Venice at some art display, and you know, was mocking her own emails. Anyway, the point is that we have asked for, and the judge conditionally granted our ability to depose her in live testimony under oath. The condition was that her attorneys were given a 30-day window to file a brief explaining why they didn't want that to happen. They did. And we filed our answer to that saying, well, that's nice, Judge, but we need to get to the facts of this whole case. Mm-hmm. And so we are pending a decision from the judge. And, you know, you never know what a judge is going to do. Predictions are always dangerous. But I have a feeling, I have sort of informed opinion, that we're somewhere up in the 90th percentile, and I think that the judge is going to grant us the authority to depose her, and I think that'll be very, very important to finally get her under oath on what she did or didn't do with that server, because, you know, not even the FBI has her under oath on that. The interview of her was a coffee and donut session. It was not there was no written record. She wasn't under oath. Half the people in the room have been granted immunity. That will not be the case should we get the right to question her.
Well, this is so ludicrous. I mean, this is what is frustrating everyday Americans, is that we have a two-tier justice system. We have one for everyday citizens, and then you've got one for the Clintons, or the elites, yep. Let's put it that way.
Yep.
And I mean, how is that to be?
Yeah, the disparity of treatment is mind-boggling, and the American public see through it, and they know it's really corrosive, because I think the American public has less and less faith and confidence, certainly in federal law enforcement. They may trust their local sheriff or police department, but when they look at the Justice Department, the FBI, you know, people are deeply skeptical about the shenanigans they've been up to.
Well, what we've gone through, what's been exposed in the last 3 years, I mean, this is brain-numbing, Chris. I mean, here they've been trying to impeach the president. I mean, they've had what now people openly refer to as an attempted coup on a duly elected president. And meanwhile, I mean, here you and the team from Judicial Watch, on behalf of the American people, have been trying to get to the bottom of all this. And, of course, it's laughable because you have the antitheticals, the apparatchik of the and cabal of the deep state, complicit with the media and the Democratic Party. And, you know, it's like we're playing hide the pea here, you know, and It's just things just keep getting moved around, stories change, and somehow because they mention or they leak it out, it's no longer, you know, permissible to even ask questions about it, because, you know, then you end up with the response like we've been getting from the Bidens. Oh, that's already been investigated. That's old news. So why are you bringing that up?
Yeah, the other problem is, even with Attorney General Barr at the helm of the Justice Department, that's true. He's in control. But you have to remember that the staff, right, the rank and file attorneys, paralegals, all the body of the Justice Department itself. You know, you remember Sally Yates?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there's an army of Sally Yateses sitting directly underneath the Attorney General Barr. So he can order all sorts of things and, you know, go down paths and have objectives. But the rank-and-file staff is actively subverting him. It's seditious. It's subversive. It's really quite insidious. And so, you know, I believe Mr. Barr has goals and objectives, but my guess is probably something like 80-90% of his headquarters staff at the Justice Department is dragging their feet and non-cooperating all the way along.
Exactly. Well, they've been able to get away with it. That's been their standard operating procedure, and they waited out. And of course, what you're mentioning, that's happening in the Justice Department, that seems to be the underlying network of operatives and operations in all these three-letter agencies, including the White House, Chris. I mean, I hear the same thing.
Yeah, it's very disheartening. You know, personnel is policy. There need to be a hell of a lot of firings. The Presidential Personnel Office, the White House, needs a thorough shakeup. I see and hear stories from various persons in any number of agencies and departments that to me are just mind-boggling. And, you know, rabid anti-Trumpers being put in positions that, you know, political appointee positions, and you wonder to yourself, why would that guy get that job? It doesn't even make sense. Where did he come from?
Exactly. Probably another one of those Hunter Biden questions, right?
I'm sorry?
I said, it seems to me like another one of those Hunter Biden questions. You know, it's non sequitur. You got a round peg in a square hole. But the deep state doesn't waste personnel, and they don't waste opportunity. I mean, all this stuff has been calculated.
Yeah, I mean, one of the tricks is that you take a member of Congress, either house, who may not be necessarily the greatest supporter of the president, and so what they do is they grab that person's legislative assistant or legislative director or one of the staff people, and they take them out of the congressman's office or the senator's office, and then plug them in, you know, to some department or agency where there's some, you know, deputy assistant, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a resume builder for them. The congressman or the senator gets his influence in that agency or department, and they just spread their ability to thwart the president, not just off the hill into the agency or department. And this kind of web goes on all the time. Mm-hmm. And the president is not well served. Let's just put
right.
it that way.
Exactly. Well, it sounds incestual. Yeah, really, you know, with what's going on. Chris, got about a minute left here. Based on, you know, it looks like we're coming to a conclusion with this Durham investigation that seems to have really, drawn a breath, and I don't mean breathing, I mean in just in terms of latitude in the areas that they're looking into. Any anticipation here?
Hey, look, if we don't get grand juries and indictments and moved to trial on these conspirators, the country's lost.
Mm.
I mean, we did enough talk, enough, you know, finger pointing and arm waving. We need grand juries with indictments and move to trial.
Is the country ready for the truth? Because we're talking bombshell type truth here when you're talking that, you know, what we have here in our government is rather systemic.
It isn't rather systemic. It defines the nature of the government currently.
Yeah, exactly. Chris Farrell, Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch. Chris, always appreciate the time, and all the best. Godspeed.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions.
Some good ones, like, what is it?
Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to this question. Why do so many become MediShare members? Two big reasons. They save a lot. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they feel great about it. With MediShare, you aren't forced to pay for things you don't believe in. Find out more. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your veterans tip of the day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you save just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Dallas, Texas.
This is really hard to go through.
This woman looking at the aftermath of a strong tornado that touched down last night.
Just everything that we had, just everything just be destroyed. Like, it's just crazy.
Power is out to tens of thousands of homes. Damage is widespread. And officials in Dallas say it's likely that tornado may have tracked a 17-mile-long path of destruction through north and northeast Dallas. Defense Chief Mark Esper says U.S. troops withdrawing from Syria are being sent to Iraq, telling reporters that the current game plan is to, quote, reposition the forces in western Iraq to continue the campaign against ISIS. Santa Ana winds are returning to California's Ventura County this week, along with increased chances of wildfire because of them. As a precaution, there could be thousands of power shutoffs in Southern California later today. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, the very things that are at the very heart of the American idea. That's what we continue to pursue and remind you of. And thank you for joining in. It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, for more than 30 years, the beef community has participated in a beef checkoff-funded voluntary beef quality assurance program. Did you know that? They want to make sure U.S. beef is produced under stringent animal care standards, resulting in safe, high-quality meat. Now, the BQA, as we say, the Beef Quality Assurance Program, trains farmers and ranchers on best practices and cattle management techniques to ensure their animals and the environment are cared for within a standard set of guidelines across the U.S. beef industry. Makes sense, right? Well, with more than 85% of the beef supply in the U.S. today coming from a BQA-certified farmer or rancher, consumers should have the utmost confidence in the beef they purchase. Here to talk about it is Josh White. Josh is the Executive Director of Producer Education for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to Beef Checkoff. Josh, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Okay, let's expand a little bit more and give some people some assurance of what the Beef Quality Assurance Program is all about.
Yeah, well, you did a nice setup there. I think the key of the program is really that farmers and ranchers got together with veterinarians and nutritionists, you know, more than 30 years ago and said, you know, what can we do back on the farm and ranch better so that we deliver a more high-value, high-quality product to consumers. And we've been working toward that end for 30 years. And, you know, our team and folks across the country and, you know, in every state, we have in-person training around this program available. It's a huge team of folks that have been working on that, focused on producer education. And we just realized, as people are asking out in the country more and more, and in the cities especially, how their food's raised, hey, we should let them know that we've been working on this for so long. And
exactly.
And our priority has been doing the right thing by the cattle and the land to deliver a high-quality product for consumers.
Right, and as much as beef recently has been, looked at and attacked recently, it's good to have these answers to know that a comprehensive management program has been underway for 30 years, as you say.
Yeah, that's right. And not only that, I think for a consumer, the ultimate message should be the payoff. You know, we've got the highest percentage of choice in prime beef, so that would be the higher quality grades that people love to eat. The program's working. We're up almost 40% in the last 20 years on the percent of prime and choice that's in the marketplace to purchase. And and you would think, basic laws of supply and demand, well, if there's so much more choice in prime, it's probably, a lot cheaper for that higher end. But actually, it's more because there's even more demand, because a great eating experience of beef makes you want it even more. So
right,
demand
exactly.
is still outpacing the supply for that high-quality product, and we're doing the best job we can to deliver an even higher quality product every day.
You know, Josh, I got to say, it's impressive when you think that all but 15% of beef supply in the U.S. comes from farms and ranches that adhere to BQA standards. So, obviously, this program, as comprehensive as it is delivering on its goods, for the farms and ranches as well as for the consumer.
That's right, and it's probably higher than that. That's within the confines of space, time, and data
right.
collection that we have.
Right.
That's why we say more than 85%, because we know we can track down that many producers. There are over 700,000 folks out there growing cattle in every state in the union, and it's a voluntary program, so we're relying on them to get certified and actually let us know about it, or let somebody that they're working with, if it's an in-person training, get that information back to us. So a lot of it's more of a data management challenge, or we could be, over 90% on that. I'm pretty confident.
Well, that's great. Let's talk about the key issues the BQA program addresses, and what does that translate for consumers?
Yeah, and I know that most folks today, aren't out on a farm and ranch, and actually probably several generations removed. So really what that means is basic cattle health. That's one of the foundations. So proper vaccination, helping those calves get a good start as babies and stay healthy out on the range, so to speak, with their mothers. A lot of people don't understand that pretty much all U.S. Beef cattle production starts out on grass, out on the range. And then as we move those cattle later in their life into a feed yard, et cetera, we have comprehensive health management protocols there in the feed yard as well, to make sure everybody's doing the right thing, again, to deliver a great product. And then handling, we try to take advantage. We teach taking advantage of an animal's natural instincts to help move them around the farm or ranch in a way that's easy on them, that's low stress, and work with the animal, instead of trying to impose our will, et cetera. We're all about using what instincts God gave them to help them move around our ranches.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with Josh White, the Executive Director of Producer Education for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Josh, clearly, you guys are ahead of the curve on this. 30 years ago, what was the vision and the idea that prompted this Beef Quality Assurance Program?
Cattlemen are pretty independent folks, and, lots of small business producers around, and because we're not, and this is an industry term, but integrated, like for instance in the poultry industry, the poultry company would own the genetics, own the animals, own the feed producing company, and send it to someone to grow those chickens for them. That's not how the beef industry works. So because we're so diverse and all over the country and everything, there's not a lot of alignment around much. It's a lot of independent producers making independent decisions, and we realize if we're going to make strides in quality and continue to deliver an even better experience for consumers, then we have to voluntarily align around these standards and guidelines to produce a high-quality product. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was really enlightened self-interest, but also, hey, we want consumers putting beef at the center of that plate and be extremely happy with the investment they make in that dinner option.
Well, anytime you can get a bunch of independent thinking anyone on any corporate life or business, and you can get them, to come together and unify themselves like this, is quite an accomplishment for the BQA.
That's right. Our predecessors did, a very the right thing, for the industry, the right thing for consumers, and really showed some leadership. And that makes us not only the best protein out there from a pleasure nutrition, but also in the world. We export mm-hmm. a lot of high quality beef too because of that.
Exactly. Now, how do farmers and ranchers get certified, Josh?
Yeah, there's a couple of great options. Online modules are available for those that are, out in the country and can't get to an in-person training, but we have in-person trainings in every state as well that are available to producers. So, through the land grant extension system that folks in rural America are familiar with, great educators out there that work with us on delivering in person, and then again 2.5 to 3.5 hours depending on your internet speed and tech savvy, you can get through the online modules, which are really robust as well.
Well, that's great. Well, the BQA program exemplifies what beef farmers and ranchers have always cared about, and that's a commitment to caring for their animals and providing families with the safest and highest quality beef possible. That's why it's what's for dinner, right?
BeefandBeefForDinner.com.
I'm telling you. So how do we know if beef is BQA certified?
Yeah, well, again, most of your retail food service establishments have that in their sourcing guidelines. So they're not going to probably put it on the menu, but behind the scenes you can look up sourcing guidelines for various establishments, especially your larger companies. Most of the packing houses where the cattle go to be slaughtered and processed, they are requiring BQA. So that's another great indication that, again, at your retailer, your food service, mm-hmm. those cattle are being handled under BQA guidelines. Mm-hmm. If you're buying from a farmer's market or a local butcher shop with local sourcing, you can just ask.
Right.
And they can, if they're not BQA certified, they can go online, that week, make some time, get certified, and then next time they can say yes.
It's really become the standard, has it not?
That's right.
Without a doubt. Well, Josh White has been our guest, and we appreciate all the information. Executive Director of Producer Education for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Josh, where can they go for more information?
BeefIt'sWhat'sForDinner.com.
Hey, we've heard that before, so spread out the good news. Enjoy, and keep it good. Josh, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. If we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Great day, and we'll have a great week as we get it off and rolling here in the midst of all the crazy political stuff. But fortunately, we've got great things that are happening, you know, with our family. And I mean, sometimes when you take things so seriously, all you got to do is look at your kids, you know, because our kids, and Adam Holt's with us right now. I think Adam would agree. You know, Adam sometimes, you know, is wired tightly as our, I don't know, what do you want to say? Our population seems to be this way over all the politics that's going on. I think it's just, it's fun. I had a great couple of weeks with the, you know, the grandkids and, you know, several of them, half of them at least anyway. And it was so much fun, especially the new one who, Ozzy is, you know, barely just, 2.5 months old. And, you know, just watching these kids and the way they approach life and look at it, it just reminds you of, you know, what it possibly could be.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's so much life. There's wonder. There's energy. They're not hardened and cynical. And, you know, even with my 13-year-old son, you know, he watches commercials now and he says, oh, that's not true, or, oh, that's a lie. I'm like, okay, my work here is finished. You know,
exactly.
We have to be critical in the way that we think about the world and how it comes at us, but there's also a part of me that is, you know, a little bit sad to lose that innocence, too, you know, because it's, you want your kids to be wise and you want them to be shrewd. But we don't want to be cynical people. We want to be people of hope. And I think sometimes that's a tricky balance to strike.
You're exactly right. And it's also, I think initially, you know, you wonder why we live life in phases. You know, initially when we're kids, Jesus said, hey, look at, don't keep the kids coming from me. You know, this is, you know, having that childlike wonder.
Yeah.
And that, that critical thinking that is so pure, the critical thinking that drives you nuts on a long drive that keeps saying, Daddy, why?
Yeah.
Why?
Right. And, you know,
why?
Scripture says that we're supposed to be innocent as doves and shrewd as serpents. And,
right.
And sometimes, again, that shrewdness, when it turns into hardness of heart, and man, as you mentioned, there is so much in this world that could make us hard-hearted, but, you know, Jesus said his kingdom is not of this world.
Right.
And as citizens of the kingdom of God, as important as America is and as important as our heritage and the legacy of freedom and democracy is, that's not where our ultimate allegiance lies.
And, it's not. It's not. But right now, in the here and now, we've got our children, our grandchildren,
right.
that are inheriting this idea. And what are we passing on to them?
Yeah.
I mean, what? We want our kids growing up in Iraq, or
no, not at all. I don't mean to minimize it.
No. I'm not. I know you're not. I'm just trying to bring some perspective here.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. And. You know, we want to be people who will fight for the things that are important and that matter. And certainly our freedom and our democracy and our heritage are all of critical importance. But, you know, keeping them in perspective, I find it interesting that Jesus and Peter and Paul were all, history tells us we know about Jesus, but Peter and Paul were, they were all executed mm-hmm. by an incredibly corrupt government.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was almost like they dismissed it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Peter said these light and momentary trials, or maybe that was Paul.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a perspective on the kingdom of God that enabled them to say, here is what really matters.
Right.
And that encouragement. So I want to keep that even as we fight, with as much vigor as we can for what matters in the here and now, too.
Yeah, it's not only for our kids, but our neighbors' kids.
Yeah,
what's good for all of mankind, because after all, the example that Jesus gave us was, caring for others.
Right.
That, he cared, for the less thans. And, here it is also, that he was a suffering example.
Right.
That, nobody's claiming a party here.
Right.
And you're going to have those antithetical forces that come against the good that you would want to do. And that is clear. And that's what's being played out right now in the body politic. It plays out in everyday life. Maybe seemingly innocent things, not as grand as somebody running for president. Maybe it's just something that happened at your school that doesn't seem, fair. But that's not for us to, just pack it up and whimper off. We've got to take a stand and be courageous for those things that are right and good, for all concerned.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the challenge, the way I look at it. All right, let's talk, speaking of which, Maleficent, the mistress of evil. Yeah, why not? The $36 million, huh?
Yeah,
number one.
It did about half of what its predecessor did. And
mm-hmm.
Even though Disney in some ways seems to have gotten the formula down to, just nail this thing time in and time out with these sequels and reboots, I don't know. I think people seemed maybe a little bit tired with this one. I actually liked the movie better than the first one.
You did?
Maleficent, of course, came out 5 years ago. It tells the story of the Wicked Witch from Sleeping Beauty, and she turns a redemptive corner in that movie. And as this one starts, her adopted goddaughter, Aurora, who, of course, was Sleeping Beauty, has accepted a marriage proposal from Prince Philip. Now, Maleficent is part of a fairy kingdom. She doesn't think much of humans. Humans don't have a great relationship with fairies. It's all a little tense. And Aurora, really hopes to bridge the gap between these two peoples. Well, Maleficent reluctantly goes along with it, but gets drawn into a war between the fairies and the humans. And I think what was surprising to me about this movie was the body count. There are a lot of fairies that don't make it out here, and they kind of...
Oh. rough for the fairies, huh? Rough movie for the fairies.
It's a rough movie for the fairies, and some humans, too. They just kind of snuff out into these little puffs of smoke. And so it was kind of a dark movie. It ends up in a redemptive place, and it says some important things about forgiveness, about trust, about risking loving people who are different, about setting old grudges aside. I really liked all of those things about it. And yet, it was still, for big chunks toward the end, until it all gets resolved, a pretty dark movie. So Maleficent herself certainly has a temper and kind of goes off for a while. So, she earns her name. But she's not really evil. So if you're put off by that, don't be.
Mm-hmm.
But do take into account that there's some violence here, and I think for younger kids especially, this one is one that deserves a second thought.
Okay, so 13 plus, maybe, huh?
I'm sorry?
13 plus is what you'd recommend as far as the kids going in?
Yeah, I think that sounds about right.
And also,
I'm having a coughing fit.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. I'm covering for you, so go ahead and cough. But also with some advisory, I mean, you know what you're going into in taking your child to this movie. And I think that in knowing in advance, this is what we appreciate about Plugged In, is because you get a heads up and you can have a pre-talk, you know, kind of a little preview there with the family and say, okay, this is what it's going to be about. And what do you think about this? And then, it'd be interesting to hear the post analysis, especially from these young kids from their perspective, right?
Yeah, I think so. And I think this felt like, you know, Disney as a Marvel movie. It reminded me of Avengers Infinity War. And I won't spoil it if you haven't seen that, but there were scenes that were really reminiscent of that. And then this one is rated PG. So I think sometimes with PG movies, we can think, it's PG, let's go. But even with a PG movie, you still need to do your homework.
Exactly. Well, and that's the thing, these rating services that are there to give you a guideline, but they're not exacting. One person's PG might be somebody's PG-13, right?
Yeah. Well, and not the least of which is Maleficent isn't a demon, but she kind of looks like one. I mean, she's got big horns, she's got glowing red eyes, she's got wings. It's like, she looks like a demon to me. The movie doesn't go in an occult direction, but there's a lot of magic here, definitely. And that's another issue that some Christians approach with a lot of caution, and rightly so, given what Scripture says about it. So, you know, there are layers of things that you need to deal with here, even in a PG movie.
Right. Zombieland, Double Tap.
Zombieland, Double Tap. This is a sequel to Zombieland, which came out a few years ago. This is a movie, as the title would indicate, about zombies. It's a bunch of people you know, Woody Harrelson, Emma Stone, Jesse Eisenberg, and they all are named after towns for some reason. So we have Tallahassee, Columbus, Wichita, Nevada, Madison. Okay, Nevada's a state.
Right.
Basically, they kill zombies. Honestly, there isn't much more to say about this here. They have set up a base in the White House, and then they're slaughtering these things that are coming after them. So
in the White House.
In the White House and everywhere else. So this is it's a comedy, and it's a horror movie, but it's more horror than comedy. So R-rated for a reason, definitely. High body count and really bad things happening to humans and zombies alike, and a lot of profanity. So, you know, the R rating tells us most of what we do need to know in this particular case.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Did 26, just short of 27 million, and it was number three. After this weekend, Joker still in the middle and still getting attention, right?
Joker is still getting attention, and there's probably a think piece in there in terms of why this thing has absolutely hit a nerve. I suspect it's because our culture is so raw in so many ways that this equally raw movie feels like it is of the moment. But, man, there are some issues here to deal with, too.
Yeah. Well, PluggedIn.com is where you want to go, and even more so than movies, right? I mean, tell everybody what Plugged In is all about.
Books, TV, music, video games. We want to keep you in the know on everything that's happening in pop culture.
You know, when you go to the website, I mean, it is just filled. I mean, the team is just doing an outstanding job, as you say, in keeping families ahead of what's happening in the culture and the attacks that are upon it, you know. So, you know, we should be aware of what is going on and what our kids are being exposed to. After all, school is full blast in season, right?
That's right. So come to Plugged In and we'll give you what you need.
Adam Holtz right here on Bill Martinez Live. We always appreciate Adam being with us because he is the director for Focus on the Family's PluggedIn.com reviews. Thank you, Adam. Take care. Have a blessed day, buddy.
Thanks, Bill.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. to order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.